The Department of Labor announced Tuesday it's granting Indiana up to $4.7 million to combat the ongoing effects of the opioid crisis. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports it will create disaster relief jobs to treat drug use and addiction.
Indiana's Department of Workforce Development received a dislocated worker grant, commonly used after large layoffs or disasters to help reemploy workers. The money will be used to hire more community health workers and addiction recovery coaches. It can also be used for programs that help recovering opioid users get training to go back into the workforce. Michael Barnes is the chief workforce officer for the Indiana Department of Workforce Development. He says in the hardest hit areas, the health crisis has made it hard for businesses looking to hire employees.
They have higher turnover rates, increased costs associated with employment, so it really puts employers on a bad path in those areas.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services declared the opioid crisis a national public health emergency in 2017. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.